Well, I've been on the BBC Films website and I've found a link to the film In Our Name. I've only got 5 minutes with this audio boo to get as much information into it as possible, so I'll do my best. But I'm looking here at In Our Name. The official website is inournamethemovie.co.uk. For this soldier, the real battle is coming home. This is the debut feature film by Brian Welsh. If you go to the official website, there's a little trailer. It's been embedded with the YouTube thing. And all the information you need, you can follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, and read the blog. And I'm just going to give you as much information as I possibly can. Right, the synopsis and info. Well, Susie is a British soldier, born and bred. But fitting back into civilian life after fighting in Iraq isn't easy. Haunted by the responsibility she feels for the death of an Iraqi child, she becomes obsessed with the safety of her own daughter, feeling the need to protect her against a threat that doesn't seem to exist. As Susie's paranoia builds, her behaviour becomes more and more erratic until she starts to put her own child in serious danger. In Our Name is a film about the reality soldiers are faced with when they arrive home from fighting on tour in the Middle East. Over the last few years, there have been a disturbing number of cases of soldiers returning from war with combat so entrenched in their minds that they cannot turn off what the US refer to as their warhead. And there's some information here related to combat stress, the enemy within appeal. So the Facebook page is facebook.com/inourname, and the Twitter is the same as twitter.com/inourname. Now, screenings, I'm not entirely sure if it's still possible to see this film. If it is, and you have information about it, please let me know, and I can do a new audio boo. But basically, because I've got the information here, this is referring to in London on the 10th of December, and also in Newcastle on the 16th. This is all sort of before Christmas, so it's possible that you can't actually watch the film in the pictures anymore. But if that information is wrong, please get in touch with me, and I can correct it. So, some more information. Well, the production company and director, we've got the website of the company here, Escape Films, and the address is escapefilms.co.uk, and some of the sort of crew, cast and crew, director and writer is Brian Welsh, the producer, Michelle Eastwood, the cinematographer, Sam Kerr, the production designer, Anna Lavelle, the editor, Hazel Bailey, composer, Stuart Earle. And if you go to the official website, once again, inournamethemovie.co.uk, it's got all the information there, the sort of biographies, mini biographies on all of the crew. And there's also the same for the cast. Joanne Froggatt played Susie, and it's got all the cast there, so you can have a look at that and get more information. So I go back to the main page here, and some of the reviews here. Time Out described the film as impressive, total film, but we're following those people on the Twitter. We did a few tweets from Total Film today on our Film Boo. Steeped in honesty and humanity, that's what Total Film said. So, really good reviews. Time Out said Welsh proves himself a name to watch. Riveting is how the London Evening Standard described the film. And ID Magazine, electrifying, timely, gripping, and important viewing. So there we go. So we got that, all the information there on that film. We got that from a link. There was a link on the BBC Films website. So there we go. So I hope that has got you, sort of given you some enthusiasm, some interest in the film. If you haven't seen it, I've not seen it, I would like to see it. I hope it's still available somewhere. If not, maybe in the future there will be another opportunity to see it. But once again, it was released on the 10th of December, so it may be out there somewhere. If you've seen it or you're aware of where it's being played, please get in touch with us and let us know. We can pass on the information. You can follow us on the Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.